Welcome to the Gore Girls Podcast.
Welcome back to Gore Girls. I'm Lorelai.
I'm Grace.
I'm Elaine.
I'm Kayla.
And today we are talking about Studio 666, the Foo Fighters movie. This was Grace's pick.
Shocking.
Grace, would you like to let us in on why you picked it? Besides the obvious?
I mean, it's obvious, I guess. I don't know. I love the Foo Fighters. Surprise, everybody. It's ridiculous and stupid and so much gore. All my favorite things.
Yes.
And this is respect to Taylor Hawkins. I'm wearing my shirt.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Yes.
R.I.P.
Love it.
Well, yeah. Do you want to give us the history behind the movie too, Grace?
Yes, I do. This was directed by B.J. McDonnell, and screenplay is by Rebecca Hughes and Jeff Buhler, B-U-H-L-E-R. This is obviously an original story by Sir David Grohl. B.J. has done Hatchet 3 and a few Slayer documentaries. So that's
that makes sense.
Amazing.
Well, that's cool.
They were filming in 2020 and then COVID happened, so they had to take a very long break. David, I think it's funny to call him David. David came up with the idea to do this while writing their 10th album because weird shit was happening during recording. And in an interview with Jimmy Kimmel, Dave said it was his idea to make a movie about recording an album in a creepy house. I get possessed, kill the whole band, and then I go solo. They did record in a creepy old house in Encino. I knew the vibes were definitely off, but the sound was fucking on. We would come back in the studio, and the next day, all of our guitars would be detuned, or the setting we'd put on the mixing board, all of them had gone back to zero. But just also weird noises on the mic. Nobody would be playing an instrument, and the mic would just start recording.
Oh my.
They do have footage of weird shit happening in the house, but they aren't allowed to show it because of an NDA with the owner of the house. This is what they told the press. None of this shit happened. They did to up their
album. Got it. It was a PR stunt.
Yep.
That's cute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, isn't it?
Okay. Fun?
So, because when you guys at the Elaine's Christmas party, you're like, what is it about? I was like, I can't tell you. So their album and the movie were supposed to come out together, but then COVID fucked everything up. So, because they were supposed to like wrap it all up. And yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. And then I don't know if any of you guys watched any videos or anything, but that Jimmy Kimmel interview is pretty funny. But they want this to become like a franchise, and they want Weezer to do a rom-com, Wu-Tang to do sci-fi, and Pearl Jam to do World War II.
Give me the Weezer rom-com right now.
I know.
Yeah, that's great.
Right now.
One review from Megan Navarro from Bloody Disgusting said, Studio 666 is an entertaining jam session full of gore, laughs, endearing moments between the band. I also saw another video, an interview. Taylor's daughter saw the raw cut of the movie before, you know, and that strings of everybody coming out and like the straw of blood shooting out everywhere. And she said that they should keep it that way because it makes it even goofier. And That would have been funny. That would have been also really funny.
That's cute.
Obviously, they didn't do that. So Dave texted Lionel Richie to be in the movie. And he responded, fuck yes.
That's great.
I love that. He just improvised. There's not like a whole lot of script, I guess.
That's awesome. Like that.
And then do you have anything about Kesha?
No.
Kesha? Oh.
Kesha was at the premiere for this movie, like the red carpet.
Oh, really?
So random to me.
So random. I love it.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Fuck yeah.
I like it.
Good stuff.
That's it.
All right. Well, before we get into the discussion, Elaine, do you have a pun?
Yep.
Sweet. Let's hear it.
I found one Foo Fighters pun.
Oh.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
What did the Foo Fighters fan name their dog? The answer is Dave Growl.
Oh, Dave
Growl.
Growl. That's really funny.
I love that. That's cute. Okay, and what's our Trivial Pursuit question this time, Grace?
The final scene in Carrie 1976 is revealed to be the dream of what character?
Oh, the curly hair bitch.
Sue Snell.
Mm-hmm. Sue Snell. What an unfortunate name.
What an
unfortunate name. There it is. There's my question.
Nice.
I like it.
Sick.
Do we all have our thesaurus ready before we begin?
Oh yeah. Shit. Right. That's oh shit. Cool. Well, let's get on into it then, shall we? Grace, would you like to take it away?
This movie is the Foo Fighters make a song that just never ends.
Yeah.
Because holy fuck, it doesn't end.
It doesn't end. It really doesn't.
Also, I wrote this a month ago. Didn't reread it. So
same.
Okay.
Opening is brutal and a young girl is attacked.
Good.
Perfect. Yep. Solid.
I love Jenna Ortega.
Okay, this is before Jenna Ortega got annoying and was in every horror movie.
And Wednesday.
That's what I was gonna say. I like her too, but I'm like, why does she have to be in everything. Fucking everything now?
Right,
like
everything.
Pump the brakes. She's cool. She's great. I've liked her in a lot of things, but she doesn't have to be in every goddamn movie.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there's going to come something out that's like she was horribly abused, underpaid, something like I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear that. I hope not,
but it just like,
yeah.
Girl.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause she really is in like everything now. It's wild.
Everything.
Which, like, good for her. Totally. But also, Hollywood, let us remember there are other female actors. Mm-hmm. Like, goddamn.
Like, she does have a good scream, though.
We could do this.
We could do this.
I could.
Yeah.
She didn't even say anything. I could do that.
I could not. I'd like to think that I could act, but I can't. With the secondhand embarrassment that I get from shit, like, there's no fucking way, dude.
There's no way. You used to be quite the thespian, though.
Yeah, I know.
There might still be a little piece of that in there.
That was before. That was before, okay.
Yep. I did say though, like, good gore, off to a good start. Mm-hmm. I like the opening a lot.
Uh-huh. Yep. It's a traditional horror movie kind of shit.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Solid mm-hmm. gore.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And score.
Yeah, I was gonna say the intro. The score is awesome. Do you guys know who did it?
Yeah.
I saw in the credits.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Who's John Carpenter?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's so funny because I was like, this, like, the score is very reminiscent of, like, Halloween
mm-hmm.
and, like, The Exorcist, and then his name popped up, and I was like, okay, it makes sense. I mean, I know he didn't, you know, but still, it makes sense that it sounds like Halloween, but different.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very, like, Tubular Bells-ish Exorcist.
Mm-hmm.
Tubular Bells.
Tubular Bells. I don't know why I can't ever remember that that's what that's called.
I would never remember that. I really like that they just really made this, like, the script is dumb as shit, but it's just about the killing and the horror, and that's what, you know, that's what I love in a horror movie. I don't care less what happens to these fucking people. Mm-hmm. You know?
That's so funny.
My note next is I'm tired of seeing Jenna Ortega's face.
Yeah. See, it's a little overdone at this point.
You get it.
I'd love to see her in something else, maybe.
She's like Jessica Chastain, where she's in every fucking movie. Like, it's just...
Yeah.
I can
was also great, but like...
Yeah, yeah.
Three things that I've actually seen Jenna Ortega in. Like, I saw X, Scream.
X, Scream.
This.
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday, but I didn't really watch it.
Beetlejuice.
I didn't watch it. The new Beetlejuice. She's
in Beetlejuice, right.
Isn't she in Nosferatu that's coming out this
yes.
year?
Mm-hmm.
Ah!
Is she in that Lisa Frankenstein fucking movie?
Or is that I don't think so.
No, but that
would be. She's not starring in it.
That's on par.
Yeah. There's something else, though, that I'm missing.
Well, she's in a show that Charlotte used to watch on fucking Disney.
Well, yeah.
Oh, really?
That's like how she got her start,
that's
right?
How she started, Disney. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So when I saw her in X, I was like, I don't want to see her naked. This is weird.
Right.
I love that we didn't see her naked. I did finally watch that.
Did you like it?
I did. Yeah. Yeah. I had lots of thoughts.
Oh, Grace.
But I did like it overall. I did.
A visceral reaction to the memory.
Yeah. That's what I have for the opening.
Yeah, that's all I really have for the opening, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The band is having a meeting about their new album and where to record. Their manager has a perfect place. Dave senses something is off with the house, but thinks it's perfect. Dave suggests they move into the house to record. He sees an ominous hedge trimmer that then disappears. Krug is violently electrocuted. The gang thinks they should leave, but Dave thinks they should stay. Take a drink every single time I say Dave. Dave sees Krug's face in the barbecue pit. He feels he is losing his mind. He hears something, goes to check it out. It's just their super annoying neighbor.
Yeah, I hate Whitney Cummings.
I was going to say, that's the actress, person, comedian that you hate.
She just annoys, like, she's had 17 annoying. Facelifts, I feel like. And it's so fucking annoying to me.
Yeah, she's really, she bothers me.
This made me sad about Taylor.
Yeah.
Because I hadn't seen this movie since the theaters. Makes me sad.
Yeah.
I think it's their manager that says there's a dick right back up into your mouth.
Yeah, blow your own dick into your mouth.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I was like,
I also have nutsack into a coin purse.
Nutsack into a coin purse.
Yes.
A lot of dick and nut jokes.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of boys.
Fucking dudes, man.
I love Pearl Jam High Five.
Pearl Jam High Five.
Pearl Jam High Five.
So fucking awesome.
But I just want to talk about, I don't understand why Pearl Jam was my number one song. I listen to Pearl Jam, but I don't like seek it out.
Super weird, huh?
So I don't understand why that was my number one song on Spotify. But
how interesting.
Oh, weird.
What song was it?
Maybe it just comes up on a lot of like your mixes.
It must, yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
How interesting. I do like Pearl Jam.
Compelling.
I love Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
But I'm not like...
For it to be your number one song.
Searching for Pearl Jam.
I don't think I've ever sought out Pearl Jam. I have nothing against them.
I have them on a couple playlists.
Like, what's that song? I can't think of the title of the song.
Jeremy?
But... No. Oh, where? Come on.
And
that song always comes on when I'm driving and I have to change it because I'm like, am I gonna get in a car accident when I listen to this song?
That's what I felt about that Ed Sheeran one, and then people are gonna think that I listen to Ed Sheeran and it's gonna play at my fucking funeral, and
they're gonna be like, this is the song she listened to when she died. It's Pearl Jam.
I do. Anyway, Pearl Jam High Five.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Pearl Jam High Five.
When they get into the house, I think that Dave is the one that says, I do love good scones.
A good scones, yeah.
A good scones, yes.
Mm-hmm. Who doesn't love a good scones?
Honestly.
I also don't know the woman's name, but their realtor, the blonde lady, I fucking love her, to be honest. I think she's hysterical.
What is she from?
She's an American Horror Story. Yes, Hello Foos.
Oh, that's great. American Horror Story.
I like her. I think
she's funny.
Who is she in American Horror Story?
He is the bitchy neighbor that's married to Billy Eichner, and she's like his beard. They live across the street in a cult.
Oh, that's the season I didn't watch.
Oh, you should watch it. But she's really funny. I like her.
Yeah, she is really funny, though.
when he's having the fucking roadie like adjust the drum kit, and he's like roadie? quarter of an inch that way.
Yeah.
Quarter of an inch.
A roadie?
Quarter of an inch. Mm-hmm.
Harry King?
Sure.
From Slayer?
Oh, cool.
Oh my God.
That's who Krug is?
Oh.
I didn't know.
Way I almost threw out my headphones. You don't know what Harry King just like looks like though?
No, I don't think I've ever actually like looked at pictures of Slayer.
No.
No, and I've never seen them. So,
Oh my God. Grace is going to like have a bobblehead
of Harry King.
You have a bobblehead? Yes. You really?
Yes.
A little Funko Pop?
Yes.
Or just
I have seen them live, and that was, oh my God, you guys, I'm sweating already. Anyway, the roadie is Harry King.
Well, there we go.
Nice. Well, that's a fun little cameo. Nice.
I said Carrie King is the drum bitch, is what I called him, but yeah.
Drum bitch.
Mm-hmm. Drum bitch.
What I wrote down, the grandma shit, lol, stay away from my boobie. Or my bubby.
Oh, my God. Bubby.
My bubby.
I think I was laughing a lot because I wrote lol.
That is Rami. The one that has a sex scene later with
God, he's so funny.
It's when they're like talking about staying in the house, and they're to explain it to their wives, and he has to explain it to his grandma, and he's like, "I'll call your grandma." He's like, "You stay away from my bubby."
My bubby.
I said the acting is so bad, and I love it because obviously they know it too.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's real bad. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I was expecting because I understand they're not actors,
right?
They are musicians, but I was still a little taken aback by the acting. I was like, oh, okay.
I think that Nate is the only one that is like decent. And it's like later when they're doing the exorcism, he's like the only one that's decent.
Yeah, not too bad.
Mm-hmm. In the that Jimmy Kimmel interview, they all say that he's the only one that's good too. And Rami, because he has the sex scene. And the only reason why he got the sex scene is because he's the only one that's single.
That makes sense.
That makes sense.
I actually wondered about that during the scene. I was like, is this fool married in real life? Like, that was probably weird.
Yeah.
I always think about that in general with actors
like
that have to do sex scenes. Like, if they're married in real life, I get that it's part of the job, right? Like, if you're an actor, it's just going to happen.
You're professional.
But, like...
But I feel like that's why you hear a lot of
people
cheating when they're making a movie. You know? Like, how do you not... Yeah.
How do you not?
And just making out. Like...
Yeah.
I would not be okay with it. I could not be with an actor.
No.
No. No, no.
Yeah.
No.
I forgot to ask Lorelai if she would try out her Christopher Walken impersonation.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
And introduce them like... he does on SNL.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. The Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
The Foo Fighters.
That was really good.
That was actually really good. I've been practicing. Thank you.
That was actually quite good.
That was amazing.
Thank you so much.
Wow, maybe you could be an actress. Oh,
thank you for doing that.
Voice actor.
Yeah, exactly. Impersonation.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. One of my notes is the ghost really cares about the hedges.
Really cares about those hedges.
Yeah,
hedge dude.
Mm-hmm.
I also love Carrie King's electrocution.
Death.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Very bloody and blistery.
I did.
I just said it's like okay.
Blue electricity.
Like blue electricity is bloody? So bad.
And I get that it was like probably intentional. It was supposed to be bad.
I mean, if we were going to see electricity, it'd probably be blue.
Right.
We're probably better.
No, the gore was great, but I was like, oh, the blue electricity.
Wait, what color do you want it to be?
No,
blue
color
is good. Or
right, it's not really about the color.
It's just
how it looks. Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Right, it was just the effect of it. I was like, this is...
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So over the top.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys want to know what their budget was?
I was interested. Yeah.
Oh, I was curious.
I wasn't. I'm just kidding.
Well, we don't get to know.
Oh.
But apparently
it made...
What?
Did you have it typed? Can you not find it or something?
No, I didn't even think about it until just now, but I'm trying to Google it and I can't see. But it made anywhere between 1,540,000 and 3 million in theaters.
Wow.
But it looks weekend was about 1 million.
I saw opening day and we took Charlotte out of school early. And there was like 5 other people in the theater. And we had to see it in Loveland.
So it didn't do well.
No, but I don't care.
No.
I don't think But like I said, they were trying to get it to all come out with their album. Like they had this huge plan. Not that it would have done that great anyway, but I think maybe it would have done a little better. Because it was one of the first movies I think I saw during COVID, I want to say even.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I am actually surprised that it was in theaters.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was only in Sentara. That was like the only... And maybe in Denver, probably too, but yeah.
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 But my next note is I hate Whitney Cummings and her dumb face.
Her face is a lot.
It's a lot, dude. It's so aggressive.
There's a lot going on.
And then her boobs are like rock hard and everything is just
hard. Very plastic.
It's aggressive. Mm-hmm. Her personality seems aggressive.
I wonder why they chose her.
I don't know either.
Because boys think she's hot?
Yeah.
I don't even know that. I guess.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I wonder if she's like friends with one of them?
Maybe.
She might have also been okay with the sex scene part because she, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't care about that.
I do love the way she like ducks behind the fence though. Like after
that
shit was funny.
Oh, like really slow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said the acting is A1.
Mm-hmm.
A1 acting. Mm-hmm. Yep, really good.
I do feel like, and we can get into it a little bit later, it takes a while.
Oh, it does.
To get where we're going. You know, I think maybe it's on purpose because it's like the song that never ends. So it was kind of like the movie that never ends.
It's like,
and maybe it was because I watched it last night and I was tired too. And so I was just like, okay, I'm ready for bed. But I was just like, holy shit, this movie takes a minute.
It's like they talk about this needing to write the album, and then one tiny thing happens, and then they talk about how they need to write the album, and then one tiny thing happens, and then they have to write the album. Like, and then shit hits the fan.
Yeah,
that was I think my like biggest comment too is like the pacing with the storyline is off to me in a couple parts, and when I was doing my research, I think I found out kind of why that might have been, if anyone is interested.
Yeah. I am.
So the special effects dude that they hired is Tony Gardner, which he's done a bunch of like Foo Fighters music videos. He did Zombieland. He worked on that Eli Roth movie Clown. He's done a bunch of shit. Also a lot of comedies.
Okay.
But so he was the first person that Dave Grohl hired for the movie because he wanted it to be centered around the deaths, the kill scenes. Yeah. And so Dave was like, I'm going to give you full creative freedom to come up with all the deaths. Like you run wild with it, which is not common. Tony Gardner was actually like, this is the first movie I actually had full creative freedom to do whatever the fuck I wanted to do. So what they did is Dave wrote like a page and a half of a story. And then Tony wrote 2 pages of kill scenes. And then they had the team of screenwriters fuse them together. So it's a very backwards way of writing a movie. That's not really how you do it. And so I think that's why some of the pacing is a little off because they had to kind of connect all the dots.
Makes sense.
You know?
Yeah.
But I feel like it could have been connected a little better, I think, is my only thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This could have been a 30-minute movie or maybe like a long music video. And they don't write movies. Also, the other like producer wrote Hatchet 3. So,
I think when you consider all those things, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it definitely drags.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then the deaths and like the effects, they were practical, Lorelai? Most of it?
The deaths were practical. I think we can all tell what was not.
Right.
The electricity wasn't real?
What?
the shadowy demon ghosty guys? Not real?
What do you mean?
Oh. Oh, I have a hard time with those shadowy demon ghosty guys. Mm-hmm. Oof. But we'll get there when we
get there.
To you. We'll get there when we get there, yeah.
Word.
I don't think my next... Yeah, my next note is about Lionel Richie, so...
Same.
Dave is musically constipated and can't come up with anything new. A sort of creative montage shows all of the struggles coming up with a new sound. Dave has a nightmare about Krug and another one that he is attacked by demons. Dave is slowly losing his mind more and more. He wanders to the cellar, finds a dead raccoon and hedge trimmers. He also finds an old recording device, listens to the music, loves it. Something happens with the music and demons appear telling him to finish it. Dave shows the gang the new riff. They love it, but are a little confused as he has come up with a new music note. Dave is angry and the annoying neighbor shows up with yummy treats. Rami is excited. She tries to say there is something off with the house, but then just leaves.
Musically constipated. I love that.
Musically constipated.
It's hilarious.
I love it.
So funny.
I'm going to start saying artistically constipated because it happens.
Yeah. So when he was starting Hello on the piano, I looked to Zach and I was like, oh my God, this is Hello. And then, like, 2 seconds later, Lionel Richie shows up, and I was like, what? That's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's actually Lionel Richie. And he's like, how do you know that? I'm like, what do you mean?
Like, how do you not know that?
That's hilarious. Well, you know, Carrie King.
I know.
I'm just kidding. Lionel Richie is obviously an icon.
Lionel Richie.
Whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
That's my Lionel fucking song.
That's my fucking song.
I like how he calls him a nerd.
Yeah. Yeah,
my favorite thing to call people a nerd.
Yes.
It's stupid. I love the half demon thing of Carrie King's body.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. When it started floating into the room, I cackled. It's so funny. I was like, oh my God.
It reminded me of, have you guys seen the new shitty Ghostbusters with
No.
Kate McKinnon and
no.
everybody. Uh-huh. Well, as you can imagine, the ghosts and the effects are all digital and terrible. And there's this like ghost that it just looks just like it. Dying.
Just floating in.
Yep.
I actually know some stuff about that Ghostbusters movie, and Leslie Jones is very pissed at how it turned out.
It's not really.
Yeah, she's like, that was not the movie that we recorded. A lot of that shit got cut out.
Really?
I guess they're all really pissed about it.
Yeah, because when I saw that it was going to be all of them as like the new Ghostbusters, I was like, fuck yeah, like that's going to be awesome. Yep. And I was so disappointed with it.
Oh, that sucks for them. Mm-hmm.
It does, yeah.
That does suck.
Unfortunately. I do love his scream.
Mm-hmm. I love like what a dick he is throughout the movie. That kind of cracks me up.
David?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The food delivery guy. I hate that actor.
Oh
Will Forte?
Oh, I like him.
He's I love so Will Forte. Funny.
I just hate actors that like comedians or whatever, really any person, actor or not, that just try so hard. And that's what I get from him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
He's just annoying.
I think, he's like, that's kind of the funny part of it, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I like him. I do feel like he could have been cut out entirely from the movie.
Yes.
The whole point of him is obsolete and doesn't really do anything for the plot at all.
Yeah, no. Just another death.
Yeah.
Right.
But even then... Gore. I have problems with the death, but we'll get there when we get there. But yeah.
I think it's it is pointless, absolutely, just to show that he's going crazy and killing more people or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
But second favorite band after Coldplay.
Coldplay.
That did make me laugh. That's so funny. I did say, why isn't it showing anyone else trying to write any kind of music or like helping him at all? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I'm not in a band. I don't know how that works, but everyone else, it's like, it's just Dave the whole time.
Is it not collaborative?
And, like, no one else is doing anything else. And I'm like, what are they up to? And so, why is no one else seeing anything spooky happen at all yet?
Yeah.
So I'm going to be honest. I love Dave Grohl. Okay, obviously. Mm-hmm. I do feel like he's probably a bit of a narcissist and probably writes most of the Foo Fighters shit. Probably plays all the instruments and shows them, this is what I want it to sound like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you think that's pretty,
mm-hmm. What?
I don't know. That you think that's pretty accurate then to, like, the dynamics of the band in real life?
Yeah.
Like, they all just fuck off and do whatever until it's time.
I feel like they probably, like, obviously contributed a lot because, like, I just feel like he probably takes the lead on that.
He has the vision.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I get, but still, I don't know. I was hoping probably since it's
to play into that. Like, look.
Yeah.
Dave Grohl is the Foo Fighters. Not really. Right. I'm not saying that he is, but it's like to play, because then he goes off to be solo and just to play on him being an ass or so. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's my
that makes take sense.
On it, I guess.
I just wish I was seeing more with the other foos.
Yeah.
And like them experiencing some scary, creepy shit, maybe before just everything hits the fan, because I don't know. There wasn't a lot of buildup with that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just feel like it could have been integrated a little bit more throughout the movie.
Yeah.
When he finds the like raccoon and the recording device and everything, and he's listening to the music. I wonder if he or anyone that helped with the screenplay had seen Deathgasm and ran with it.
Oh,
yeah. That, it really reminded me of Deathgasm, that part specifically, mm-hmm. you know, when they play the song and shit hits the fan.
Me too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like the blood and the light bulb and shit. Like,
yeah.
Things like that. Yeah. Very, mm-hmm. yeah. Similar.
I said the decapitation is Amazon.
Decapitation is Amazon.
Supposed to say amazing.
Oh, I was like, what does that mean?
I was like, I don't understand.
I was trying to figure out like what you meant by that. I'm like, so it was delivered quickly? Like what? What does that mean?
Delivered quickly.
It was delivered quickly. That's so good. I'm gonna say that for now on.
Which decapitation?
Well, Taylor does.
Yes. That's later, though.
A little bit later, yeah. I'm not...
Not 100% sure.
Not 100% sure. My note says, musically constipated, then the decapitation is Amazon. And then, is it the... it's the delivery guy, I think. Because then that Dave says, later, you can never have enough ranch.
Yeah, I have a shit ton of notes before. Well, not a shit ton, but I have some notes before then.
Well... I don't know.
You probably didn't take very many notes when you were watching it, did you?
Because it also looks like I just sort of stopped.
Oh, no.
At about 10 notes. So
you'll have that.
I don't know what happened.
That's funny.
Okay. That's okay. Again, I did this over a month ago, so.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Same.
Well.
It's
Amazon, you guys.
Samantha brings over the treats. I think it's Dave, and he goes, oh god, I detest that woman.
Yeah.
Great. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, is that cocaine? Just dusted on the fucking lemon bars.
So funny.
Oh, wait, we didn't talk about...
so good, though.
It did look pretty good.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about what?
Krug's head is on the barbecue pit.
Oh, on the barbecue pit.
We didn't talk about that.
That's pretty funny.
Did you know those burgers were looking nasty.
You're nasty. And then he's like eating the raw meat.
Yeah.
We also, did you guys know that Dave Grohl is like, he, whenever they're on tour, he cooks for homeless people in that city, before the show or after the show.
That's cool.
Before or something. And he goes to like the local food bank and then cooks a bunch of barbecue for them.
That's awesome.
I like that.
Yeah. They were just in Australia on tour and he just did that.
That's really cool.
And then Dave just comes up with his own music note.
Right. Yeah, it's an L sharp.
L sharp.
L sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Duh, you guys.
And I love how they're all just standing there kind of like, what? Like, What are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah, and then I don't remember who says it, but he's like, so it's like an E flat, just an octave above? And he's like, no, it's an L sharp.
It's an L sharp. Like, okay. Whatever you say, crazy. I think my notes are on the next scene now.
Mm-hmm. Mine apparently are too. 3 weeks later, the band is still practicing. Dave has an idea. Pat doesn't wanna. Dave has another new idea. They Pearl Jam high five about it and then try it out. They record their 38-minute song. Dave orders a shit ton of steaks. The delivery driver is decapitated. Dave is eating awfully raw steak. There's my notes, you guys, for the next scene that I already said, so I'm sorry.
Very good.
Awfully raw.
It's disgusting.
This is another thing. Again, I just had a hard time with the pacing of the story here.
Mm-hmm.
3 weeks later and no one's died?
Mm-hmm. No one's died. Why? Even three days later. Yeah.
Yeah, or not even any of that. Just like go right into hours. Like 3 weeks. No, I don't think so. No. That doesn't seem right to me.
And that they're still writing one song. The band would have been like,
right,
okay, we're done. Let's move out of this house.
Supposed to write a whole fucking album, and they have one song.
Dave actually did live in this house before.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's cool.
It's a cool house.
It is a cool house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To die for, I think they say when they show up.
To die for.
Did you guys notice the other cameo? Who one of the mixers is, the engineer guy?
John Carpenter.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's actually how it started with him creating the theme for, because he didn't do the whole score. That was a different guy. That was actually the drummer from Stone Sour, Hell Yeah, and Ministry. Roy, what's his last name? Majorja. Mm-hmm. He did the score for the whole movie. But I guess one of their lighting guys was like, hey, you should see if he like knows John Carpenter personally. And he's like, you should see if he'll do like a cameo for your movie. So Dave just like sent him an email and was like, hey, my name's Dave. I'm in a band called the Foo Fighters. Like that was his email verbatim.
Foo Fighters.
And he was like, we're making this movie. Wanted to see if you wanted to like have a cameo in it. And he wrote back and he was like, yeah, for sure. So then when they like went to do it, he was like, also like, if you wanted to, I could do like a theme for the movie, just like one song. And so that's the one that plays at the intro. Yeah. But yeah, I just emailed him, you know, similar to texting Lionel Richie, you know, as you do. Yeah.
Right.
As you do.
Email John Carpenter.
As one would. Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense because I noticed that because I have, there's some parts in the score that I don't really like. Mm-hmm. And it didn't seem to go with the intro theme song very well. Mm-hmm. So I was like, there's no way John Carpenter did this part, did he? Like, that doesn't sound, it doesn't sound like him.
No. Yeah, he just did, makes sense. Like, the intro theme.
There are some parts to the score, though, that I do like a lot.
Mm-hmm. I do like some parts, but then there's some parts where I'm like,
I love Pat sleeping in the kitchen.
I know.
Oh, my God, funny. Poor guy.
There's snacks.
Just laying on the fucking kitchen island.
I like his little, like, Ebenezer Scrooge nightgown.
Yeah.
He's funny because he's, like, always smiling.
Yeah. Always smiling.
So pleasant.
Like, it's just his face. That's just like how his face naturally like rests. Mm-hmm. It's like always smiling. He's a cute little man.
He's precious. Yeah.
He definitely is like, I don't know. One of these things is not like the other.
Yeah.
The whole band. He just sticks out the most.
Uh-huh.
As just being like.
He's just kind of there. He's like, hello.
And just like different. And like, just even like the way he dresses and presents himself. And his personality. Yeah. He's just funny.
Yeah. I think he was my favorite.
Mm-hmm. I think Rami sticks out as the most different to me.
Really? Just
because Dave, or because Pat was in Nirvana with Dave, and like I don't know, I just associate them together already.
Sure.
So Rami to me, because with his scarves, and he's all like
hippie,
dippy, and
he's
like
hippie.
And
Rami is one of my favorites, I think.
Yeah. Oh, I love him. I just, he sticks out, I guess, the most.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They are kind of an interesting mix, all of them together.
Yeah, all of them. Because Nate just looks kind of like a dad.
Yes. 100%.
Like, He's just famous. 100%. He's a famous man. And he's just
there with his sweaters and
yeah. The raw steak, let's get back to that. The raw steak is foul. What is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's awful though. I mean, it looks like steak.
It looks like raw steak.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So bad.
Mm-hmm.
They might have just done raw steak. And he had like spit bucket or something from between takes.
Put it past them.
Ugh. I don't think I could even bring myself to chew raw steak and then spit it out. Like, I don't.
Let it near my mouth.
That makes me want. Yeah, I'm salivating in a bad way.
Right. In like a need to vomit type vomit way.
I like steak.
No.
I love steak.
I'm not a big meat fan.
I love steak.
You're not a big meat. You like small meats. I'm a
lover to steak, but.
Yeah, I like small meats. No, I just, in general, I'm like, ugh. With me a lot of the time.
With fucking red wine? Holy shit. Mm-hmm. That shit is so good.
So good. I'm like, I would never, I mean, like, raw steak, ew, but also I like my steak, like, mooing, so. Yeah.
I like a medium, maybe medium rare.
Medium rare, always.
Medium rare. If it's filet mignon, definitely medium rare. Pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
I'm fucking hungry. I've not eaten today, so this is
fun.
I like that the song is now 38 minutes long. Right. Like a Dream Theater song.
Yes. You want to know what's funny is I was like writing the notes for this scene, you know, and I put, I just guessed. I was like, this fucking song is like, what, 36 minutes? And then like a few minutes later, they said 38 minutes.
38.
I
was
like, oh, right. Pretty close.
Mm-hmm. 2112 times 2112.
Yeah. I can't imagine playing an instrument for that long.
That long.
Mm-mm.
Like, I wish they would have maybe, like, obviously the band looks tired, but I wish they would have maybe, you know, exaggerated that, like, even more throughout, because, like, damn, that would be, that would take a fucking toll, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially for 3 weeks.
I can't get over the fucking 3 weeks. I can't.
I never really thought about it, but, it's kind of dumb.
Doesn't make sense.
You guys, the decapitation is Amazon.
It is Amazon.
Mm-hmm. I do like the decapitation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the Will Forte decapitation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He kicks the head.
Yeah.
The only thing I didn't like is when he picked up the head. And I get that it's hard to make like a cast of a head, right? And it was probably digitally like enhanced. Didn't look anything like Will Forte. I was like, holy shit, that's bad.
Right.
Yeah. But like, as it happened, that effect was good. Mm-hmm. I just wish maybe he just hadn't picked up the head at all. Mm-hmm. Because it does take away from it if it doesn't look realistic. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It would have been better if he just kicked it like he does after he picks it up.
Yeah. I agree.
We can never have enough ranch, though.
I mean, it's true.
It's true. It's true. Never have enough
ranch. Always have enough
good ranch. Yeah.
You know, I'm not discriminatory. I pretty much love all ranch, except when it's like really thick.
Real bad ranch.
Yes.
And if like, it's like super tangy, thick ranch.
But like the ranch that you get with like the veggie trays. You
know, right.
That ranch.
Yes. That I don't love. But I love the Chili's ranch. It's nice and thin.
I usually like it at pizza places or wing places. The ranch.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's usually homemade at those types of places too. Mm-hmm. I mean, ranch is where it's at.
Okay, I want ranch.
We could just talk about ranch all day, guys.
My friend calls ranch Colorado ketchup.
Colorado ketchup.
I hate ketchup. The smell of it is
the smell. Crazy. Yeah.
Ooh. Very vinegary.
I like it like on a corn dog or like a hot dog.
Sure.
Yeah.
But just a little bit.
Got it. I think my notes are for the next part.
Dave is still writing this damn song. Chris storms out. He is killed. It is revealed that Dave is a killer. They find the delivery guy and all the ranch. Dave is eating a lot of raw meat. The gang talks to the neighbor about what is happening with Dave and the band that was there before. They come up with a plan to get the spirit out of Dave. Pat and Nate go to the basement to get the book. Rami and the annoying neighbor are murdered while doing the nasty. While in the basement, Pat and Nate find all kinds of weird shit.
When they find the delivery guy decapitated, the energy is off here. Why is no one freaking out? Finding a decapitated body, and they're all worried about like whether to call 911 or not, which right. I get. But I'm also like, why is no one worried about how this man became decapitated?
Right. Yeah. Nobody's like, who did this? Maybe they're still out there.
You just got to record, you guys.
You just got to record.
No.
And I think I think it plays into like because they're not actors, you know. Yeah.
Right.
But it's just funny that like the director or nobody else that was like shooting this scene was like, "All right, guys, I get that you've never done this, but let's amp it up a little bit. Like let's be a little more shitted that there's a decapitated body."
Like, "Holy shit, just like run around or something."
Right. Like it's act like normal people if you saw one.
Right. It's kind of like a group of friends in high school making a movie and putting it on YouTube.
Yes.
Totally. Right. Yeah. Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Chris's death is pretty cool with the grill. Gotta say.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That was nice. Yeah, I agree.
Just grill to the face.
And nice blood.
Oh, yeah.
And the way that his face sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah, quite nice.
Gore is great.
Yeah, no, I totally agree there.
Yeah, they clearly, that's all the money.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Which is good.
Yep.
Yeah.
If it's going to go anywhere.
Right, because there's nothing worse than a bad movie and bad gore.
Right.
Like, you got to have one or the other at the very least.
And why is no one questioning where he is?
Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like they don't bring it up at all until they're recording, and I'm like, "How did you even start recording
without a member of the band?
Why is no one more concerned here?"
We just got to go record.
I don't get it.
We got to do it. 90-minute song. We got to do this.
And then it jumps to they see Dave eating.
Pretty sure it's Chris, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And they're not connecting that that's probably him.
Right.
And like there's literally a rib cage, on the table.
A human rib cage.
And they're like, "Okay, he's eating. Let's go take care of this."
Let's go.
Like,
yeah.
He's eating a fucking body and no one is concerned. Like, what? Oh, fuck.
Amazing.
Rami doing bird sounds?
Oh my god. I thought there was an infestation of yellow warblers.
Yeah. And they're like, "She's always by the fence. Let's go."
She's always by the fence. Let's
go. I did think that was funny. Mm-hmm. I think Rami's the funniest out of all of them.
Yeah. I just think he's more like goofy about it.
Yeah.
Where the other people like don't know. They're like,
they were like trying to be serious to almost.
They just say the lines.
I don't know how to do this.
Right.
Yeah. He definitely like amps it up. More compared to the others, for sure.
I said it's kind of like Amityville meets Evil Dead.
Mm. Yeah.
You know,
with a little bit of the deathgasm thing in there,
right? Yep, just a little bit. Yeah, it was definitely like these movies. They really influenced Dave and the story, and then the screenwriters just like went with it. Yeah, sort of.
I don't think anyone knew kind of what they were doing.
Yeah.
No, that's definitely the vibe here.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Because there's like a lot of stories, a lot of the plot points here that don't fully come together at any point. You know, because there's like the band from the 90s, right?
Right.
And they like all died. And there's like the weird fucking satanic book and shit with this song. But then there's like the neighbor that's like guarding this book and portal and then the shit at the end with the hedge trimmer.
The
manager and the realtor. And I'm like, what
is going on?
Right.
There's too many things happening.
Yeah. And so it makes sense to me that Dave wrote like a page and a half of this story. And then these screenwriters came in and they were just like, "All right, here's what we're going to do." But it's almost like each of them just took a part of the movie and wrote it. And then they just pushed it all together. They're like, here we go.
Yep. We're like, there's a movie.
Because like you said, like Foo Fighters, they're a band. They're not fucking screenwriters. They're not actors, you know?
And their music videos can be funny, but that's like a 2-minute thing.
Right. Yeah, like the Everlong music video is awesome.
And the Learning to Fly one, like, they're all, they're 2 minutes.
Right. Yeah. Not an hour and 40.
You're right.
Right. An hour like and 40 minutes.
This could have been a 30-minute silly little extra long music video with the album or something.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah.
Yes. Well, I was watching this with Joey and I was like, man, maybe, you know, they should stick to music. And he was like, oh, I don't say that. And I understand what he's saying. Cause like, it's fun to get creative and try new shit. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like they all had so much fun making this movie. And it really is just for them.
Yes.
And I get that, but I'm like, man, but it, I feel like it could have been really fucking good.
Yeah.
With proper writers and directors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
I agree with Joey that they should do other things because you cannot.
And I do too. I was like,
I take someone's creativity.
Mm-hmm. You should try new things and be creative. I totally get it. But I was also just kind of being an ass and making a joke. But
some people should stick to other things. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just goofy. And at least you can tell that they didn't take it seriously.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that they didn't think this was going to be, like, a fucking blockbuster or anything.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Their deaths with the chainsaw is fucking awesome.
Oh, I will say
that was dope.
Mm-hmm. I love his little cheetah thong thing.
Oh, God. The fucking banana hammock.
Yeah.
The banana hammock.
It really just, like, tucks all of it
yeah.
into mm-hmm. one consolidated spot. Wow, that's all of it right there.
All mm-hmm. of it.
Yeah.
I quite like that. And their bodies are so jiggly afterwards.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah.
And I like that you see the whole ass, like half of them. You know, like you can see all the muscle and that was good.
Yeah, that was
good. I loved that death.
Like that.
But I never really thought about what you like, Kayla, what you said. There's like 65 different plots going on in here. And I never really thought about it. I think because it is just so dumb and like whatever. And so I never really gave it any thought.
Yeah, it's like they took all of the like bones from like classic horror movies bunch of classics, and just like threw all of it into one movie.
I mean, that might have been really what they did, and they just were like, fuck it. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Right.
Yeah. It's just fun. Just for fun.
When they're in the attic, or not the attic, sorry, the like basement thing, I said that the acting here is just atrocious.
Oh, it's so bad.
It's so bad.
It's really bad.
And the fucking demons. I cannot with fucking demons.
Oh fuck.
Their hands are cool.
Their hands are cool. Like the up close shots of just the shadowy hands.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the funny thing too, is like no one ever really touches on those.
No.
Yeah. Are they demons? Are they ghosts? They're just never ever really acknowledged unless someone's just like running from them. It's pretty funny. They're just there.
Yeah, and then like, why do they? But with Whitney Cummings and the fucking, she's like the protector of the book, and like, that's so silly. It's just stupid.
And she has baby dolls hanging from her trees.
Yeah,
yeah.
It don't make no sense.
Yeah, what?
She looks like all pleasant.
And like, if she's supposed to protect the book, like she did a shit fucking job of it. Like, you had a job.
Yeah,
like maybe you should have had this conversation with them, like, you know,
prior.
30 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Yep.
3 weeks ago.
3 weeks.
Yeah. Three weeks. But for real, she just let this go on for 3 weeks? What was she doing?
Before she said anything? She was making lemon bars with cocaine.
She was baking.
Yeah.
She was baking.
She's busy.
Hard to make lemon bars.
It is.
It is hard to make lemon bars.
When you're dusting them with cocaine.
I know, you want to get too spongy.
Yeah.
Lemon bars, perhaps?
No.
Yeah, lemon bars with ranch.
Okay. Ketchup.
Mm-hmm. And little steak bits in it.
Yeah, perfect. Delicious.
Yummy.
So appetizing.
I think my notes are on the next part.
Same.
Me too.
Taylor and Dave talk drums for like forever because this is the song that never ends. Dave kills Taylor, death by cymbal. Nate and Pac talk about the exorcism. They see Dave putting Taylor's body in a grinder. He hears them, chases after them. Nate reads out of the book to save Dave. Dave pukes a ton. His puke turns into a demon. Dave fights his puke demon. The other band shows up. Some other shit happens. Nate and Pat leave Dave to get the van. The manager shows up and fights Dave. Nate kills Pat, and the real estate agent kills Nate.
I do love the symbol death.
The symbol death.
Awesome. Me too.
I felt a little bit weird watching it.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, it's at least it's not like how he died.
Right. 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 That would be a little too.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not like a Paul Walker car wreck situation.
Right.
Right.
Oh.
Rip.
Yeah.
Sad, they talk drums for like forever because this is they do forever. I'm like, holy
forever. Fuck. I was like, am I watching Whiplash or what's going on here?
Oh my god, that's such a good movie. Good music. The vomit.
Dude.
Oh, the vomit.
No more oat milk beer bongs for Davey.
So, and that whole little montage of them like going back and reflecting on all the like symptoms of him being like possessed is hilarious.
Hilarious.
But I wish we would have seen that a little sooner. Mm-hmm. You know, like I feel like we could have gotten to this part quicker.
Yeah.
And I wanted more of that. I want to see more of that happening with Dave throughout. Yeah. It's hilarious. Right.
And this end is goofy with the puke and the puke demon, and then he fights his puke demon. And like, this is so ridiculous. Demon.
Yes.
Oh, it's so gross.
And the puke demon, even like when it's all morphing, I was like, oh no, it's Hellraiser. You know, like it's.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Yep.
Those are good effects too.
Yes. Definitely.
Well, and then I was confused, and maybe again, because I was tired, and this movie seemed to be taking for so long. That when the other band showed up again, I was like, wait, are they here? What's happening?
Yeah. The ghost band.
The ghost band, Jenna Ortega
What?
Okay.
Like, why didn't we see them throughout it? Why are they just now here at the end again? What, where were they this whole time?
Yeah. I was like, oh, all right.
Question.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And then when Nate and Pat go to get the fucking van and he's trying to hotwire the van, I was like, holy fuck, like this is the longest hotwire in the history of ever.
Mm-hmm. And then the way his head pops.
The head pop.
Yep. I saw it coming with how he was like positioned by the tire. I was like, oh,
he's gonna die.
He's gonna get run over somehow. Something's gonna happen. Yep.
Yeah. Then I said, of course, the producer isn't on it. And of course, Barb isn't on it.
Barb.
Mm-hmm. But like Kayla said, why?
Why?
What's happening?
Right.
Like, so what? They could have just ended. It could have just ended.
They all died. Yeah.
And so what? Like, he and the real estate agent are like, they like worship Satan and they've like sold their souls so that like they can get bands to. Be successful and make money. Like, what? What's happening?
And the Foo Fighters were the first band in 30 years they thought would be able to pull this off.
Right.
What?
What?
I do love when he puts the body.
Oh, Taylor's body?
Taylor.
In the wood chipper?
In the wood chipper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Throws the hand
and
in.
Just like, friend in the wood chipper.
Sprays fucking blood everywhere. Yeah. No, that's good. It's good shit. That was like Tucker and Dale, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. Just lots of movies.
Again, in a video that I watched, a video interview that I guess on the day that, when they were done filming, blood was just running down the street.
Oh.
And Dave was so excited. Like just fake blood. You know what I mean? Was just running. And he was
I like that.
That's great. That's awesome.
It's tight.
I did read for the chainsaw scene, the amount of blood. Just reminded me that I did have this fact. They had 55-gallon drums of blood under the floor for the chainsaw scene.
That's awesome.
Which they had to build a fake room for that because the fake blood would have ruined the real room.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That makes sense. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Oh, I missed something, but I just have a note that says excessive masturbation.
Oh, that was one of the symptoms? Of being possessed. And then they were like, didn't he just always do that?
Yeah.
Right. Like, is that a symptom?
Also, masturbation isn't a word according to my computer.
How'd you spell it?
Oh, nice.
Masturbation?
So it's spelled correctly, and your computer's like, nah.
I'm baiting.
That's not a word.
I'm baiting. Chris.
Oh, I don't want to Google that ever. Right?
No.
Yeah. I was going to Google how to spell that word and then out.
It's U-R.
Yeah, mass. U-R. Bation.
Anyway. Oh, yeah, none of this shit makes sense.
No.
Real estate agent and the fucking whatever.
I didn't even like try to make it make sense. You know?
Yeah.
I was just like, okay.
Yeah, no.
This is what it is.
Nate and...
Wait, when the thing goes through, I think it's Nate's eye. That shit is crazy.
Yeah.
What was it that she stabbed him with? I don't remember.
No, it's like when he's in the car, I think. When he's like hot wiring.
Yeah,
the car.
It's what he was like, hot-wiring. The wire like goes through the string.
Yeah. Right.
And then he stabs him with something else.
With something in the head, not in the eye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They were so close. They almost made it.
Mm-hmm.
So close.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the ending, y'all.
Okay.
Please.
1 year later, David's still possessed. The end.
And he's gone solo now.
And he's solo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which, why is he so possessed?
Because the demon is the one making money.
I mean, why is any of this movie the way it is?
Reverse exorcism thing that the band tried to do just didn't work because they have no idea what they're fucking doing.
Ah.
Okay. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Well, that's the fucking movie.
There it is, guys. Yep.
There it is.
You want to hear the how it did?
Yeah.
Yes.
56% on Rotten Tomatoes. 5.7 out of 10 on IMDb and 50% on Metacritic.
That sounds about right.
Yep.
Yeah.
I also looked on Letterboxd just because that's where I have been logging all my movies. And the average viewer score was 2.7 out of five. Mm-hmm.
So pretty average.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Pretty
50.
Just in the middle. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, shall we do the gore gauge?
I mean, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
I don't want to say like 10.
I don't
feel
either.
Like 10 is like
Evil Dead.
Right. Like we've reserved that for like real gory, but
I like
this is
nine.
Close. Nine.
I think nine is good.
Or nine.
Yeah.
I'm fine with nine.
Cool. Tight.
Tight.
Sick.
Lit.
Red.
Lit. Next week or next episode, whenever. Next episode is going to be the OG Evil Dead. Woo! And we're going to wrap up our little demon thing theme. So
possession,
right?
Whatnot, satanic, you know, all the things. So that's going to be fun. I'm excited to talk about that. And as always, you know, follow us on the Instagram if you're not already. That's where we reside. And of course, remember to wear your sunscreen, hydrate or dehydrate, put your shoes on, and lock your doors.
Lock your fucking doors. And don't write 38-minute long songs.
No. Don't do that. And don't eat raw steak.
Raw steak.
Right.
Don't line your lemon bars with cocaine and give them to your neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Or hang baby dolls from your trees.
Mm-hmm.
Or be Whitney Cummings.
Yeah.
Don't. But you can be in the Foo Fighters.
It's true.
Sure. The Foos.
Hello,
the
Foos.
Fighters.
Foo Fighters. The Foo Fighters.
Fighters. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.